Nouriel, we're here in Ambrosetti. It's a rather gloomy day. It's a bit like the Italian political situation. How's it going to pan out here on the politics? And how is that going to impact what happens with Italy in the next phase of the Eurozone debt crisis?
Well, it's gloomy here, and I think it's the beginning of a real political storm in Italy. A good two-thirds of the Italian electorate has essentially voted against austerity and reform. There is total gridlock in Italy. There'll be either a minority government or a caretaker government. That means we're going to go to new elections in Italy in the next 6 months, and the forces that are against austerity may win, given that the economy is going to get worse. And it's not just Italy. You have 500,000 people in the streets of Lisbon, with an unemployment rate at 25% in Spain and Greece, 50% among the young people. Restlessness is rising there, even in Ireland. And therefore, I think there is going to be a backlash against this austerity that, however necessary, has been recessionary, because raising taxes and cutting government spending in the short run has a negative effect on economic growth. And then the question is going to be, do the Germans and the ECB relent? And if they don't relent, how much of that political backlash in the periphery is going to lead a clash between austerity fatigue in the periphery and bailout fatigue in Germany in the core?
Thank you.